Imagine this. You've just started a new job and your friends ask you, how are you finding it so far? Are they asking what you're looking for, where something's located? Nope. Now you probably know the meaning of find when it means discover or locate something, but did you know that native speakers use it in other ways? Let's take a look. The verb find can express your opinion or experience of something. This is very common in everyday English. So when someone asks, how do you find it? They're actually asking, what do you think of it? Or what's your experience with it? Here are some other examples. How are you finding your new flat? This means, what do you think of your new flat? How did you find the film? This means, what do you think of the film? How are you finding your new job? This means, what's your experience with your new job so far? So how can you answer questions like these? Perhaps you could say, how are you finding your new flat? I find it really comfortable. How did you find the film? I found it a bit boring, to be honest. How are you finding your new job? I'm finding it quite challenging, but rewarding. This usage is so common, so it's a good one to learn. Now let's look at two useful patterns with find. The first one is find with an object, an adjective. This structure expresses how you perceive or experience something. For example, I found that book really interesting. Do you find the weather here too cold? She finds her job very stressful. Notice the pattern? You're basically saying, in my experience, object is adjective. This is a very natural, everyday way to express your opinion. And here's another incredibly common pattern. Find, and it, and adjective, and to infinitive. This is when you're expressing how difficult, easy, hard, etc. something is to do. I find it difficult to focus when it's noisy. Do you find it easy to wake up early? Most students find it helpful to practice speaking daily. The it here is a placeholder, so it refers to the action that comes after to the infinitive part. Again, this structure sounds really natural and is used a lot in everyday speech. Okay, that's all for today. If you found this video helpful, see what I did there? Give it a like and subscribe to our channel for more practical English lessons like this. See you in the next one.